Has anybody something that they would like to share with us? Today is an all share. And if you would like to start the ball rolling, then feel free. We're all ears. We want to know what God is saying. So if you've got something that will bless the body of Christ this afternoon, don't be shy. Don't hang back. Come and share what God has got to give, has given you to share. So I think Christine's bursting here, so she's ready to give. So we'll let Christine start the ball rolling. Do you want the microphone down there or you'll stand up?
Good afternoon, everybody. A few weeks ago, I shared with you all what I personally have learnt about salvation, and I'd like to expand on that today. I had no idea when I first became born again, and we are talking 8 years now, that I could have a relationship with Jesus. I wonder if anyone shares the same surprise I felt. What does it mean to know Jesus? I became born again, which meant that I was restarting at the beginning, and my entrance to know Jesus was through his word, his spirit. This is how Jesus revealed himself to me, and I could feel his presence. God has offered us all free choice. Yeah. We are masters of our own destiny. Yeah. He will not force you to give up. Sorry, he will not force you. He gave us free choice, where we can actually blame him for what our responsibility is in life. It was my responsibility to get into God's word, to know and learn about having faith in God. My life would completely change. I would become completely different from the rest of creation. Jesus is alive and is spirit. Amen. The kingdom of God, I have learnt, lives within me. Jesus quite simply is the word, and this means that I had to learn to walk in the spirit, and I'd have to now let what I am in Christ through his spirit dominate me instead of what I was used to, using physical and emotional realm of earthly man. My natural self rule is what had dominated me, and I'd had to walk by my faith in God's word. We must get into God's word and know about and learn about that faith. It is the essential ingredient. His nature, spirit, is planted right in the middle of my flesh. Yeah. I know this because over time I experienced a feeling of guilt, self-condemnation when I sinned. God gave us feelings in order that we may stay in balance. We are human and subject to all emotional feelings. But through God, I have been learning how to vent them properly. I have learnt this by the communication we can all access through his word. It is Satan's plan for our lives to get us to live by our carnal feelings so that we never walk in the spirit. The living word is the only power that can cause me to think, look, talk, and act like a born-again man. The only thing that has empowered me to discipline my flesh. I have walked with much effort and failure because I have still followed the carnal desires and lusts of the flesh. The Bible clearly taught me that earthly man can hear three voices: our fleshly desires, Satan, and the voice of God. I have learnt how to distinguish between these three voices so that I am confident that I am actually hearing the voice of God. I have been following what the Bible instructed on eliminating the voices of the flesh and the devil, and it wasn't complicated at all. Satan has as much power as I personally give him. I have had some heart-wrenching situations in my life and have learnt some valuable lessons. Satan can imitate Jesus and he knows God's word, but he has no faith. And that is the key factor of Christianity. God loves me and wants me to have a constant relationship and communication with me so that his spirit, his love can flow over me. This has been crucial for me to understand and learn, and it does take time, but it is also worth it. I am living testimony of that, and I thank you, God. And I hope this encourages anybody who wants to listen. Amen.
Thank you, Christine, for that. Just to compliment, I was reading this morning, "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and firmly believed, knowing from whom you have learned it, and how from childhood you have known the sacred writings that are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is inspired by God, is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient and equipped for every good work." So if you're wondering, Helen's been doing more and more digging in righteousness, the subject of righteousness, and there's another aspect of righteousness. What God tells you to do in here will train you and instruct you in righteousness. You know, our spirit's born again. Our spirit is righteous, but this flesh man needs to come under this into subjection to the spirit man. And the word of God will do just that. It will train and bring the flesh man into righteousness by teaching, reproof and correction. And we all need it, don't we? We get on the wrong track. And we're sheep, and we need to hear the shepherd's voice as he corrects us with his crook, very lovingly, but he does, and he draws us back into the way that we should be going. But if we're not listening, hey, we suffer the consequences. So we need to be ever listening to what God has to say in his word daily, daily, just soaking him in. You'll never go wrong if you soak him in daily. You truly won't, because on a daily basis, he'll correct you. And he'll sort your thoughts out and he'll say, "This is the way, walk ye in it and do it," and then you will have a good success.